The Program Officer of Abanti for Development, Nafisa Yusif, has attributed the increase in women representation in Parliament in the just-ended elections to gender advocacy for more women participation in the legislature. Speaking to Radio Ghana on Behind the News, she stressed the need for government and other institutions to support more women to enter Parliament. Female representation in Parliament has increased from 19 to 29 for the next Parliament.
Let me use your platform to, first of all, congratulate all the 133 women candidates who contested in the just-ended general elections. And then in particular, those who have emerged victorious, we really want to congratulate them because we know the many hurdles that women face when they are contesting for positions of leadership. Currently, as you rightly indicated, we have 29 women elected to Parliament out of 275, and this represents an increase from the current 19 women in Parliament, 19 out of 230, which is just 8.2%. Now, when you look at the percentage increase now, 10.5%.
What reasons can you assign for the increase?
Basically, there can be one specific reason, but I can say probably there's many years of advocacy by women's rights organizations like Abanti for Development and other partners, as well as others and gender-focused organizations, have contributed to sensitizing the general voter population to the necessary factor of getting women as constituents in our decision-making spaces. Yes, it could be issues of advocacy. Mm. It could also be that the voter population are now becoming more discerning, becoming more aware of the need for women and men to be engaged in decision-making space. It could also be because that many trainings that Abanti for Development, for instance, and other gender-focused organizations have embarked on over the years have really empowered most of our women.
Programs Officer of Abanti for Development, Nafisa Yusif.